Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Before we get to the program, want to let everybody know just a little statement from us regarding our friend Jade, the guy with the vision behind it all. Was involved in an accident a couple weeks ago, has been in the hospital since. His family's not looking for help, doesn't want a lot of attention to it, but we thought we would let you, our listeners, know, and the people who have supported us and supported Jade for so long, just let you know why he hasn't been on the mailbag, why he hasn't been on a couple of the other podcasts right now. All of our prayers, all of our love are with him and his family, and we're pulling for him, and obviously that's our guy, right? That's our guy. We love him. We want him to be better.
Yeah, that's our super producer. We love you, Jade. Hope you get back on your feet soon. And we hear those dings. So send your love, your prayers, your thoughts, your vibes, your juju, your dings, all of it. Send it over to Jade and his family. And he would want us to keep going. So on to the pod.
Hey,
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That is my terrible non-existent mic, so you're just going to have to bear with me today. I'm doing this from a bedroom as opposed to from the studio. Joined, as always, by Big Jerv, John Gervais, and also he's official. He's a fill-in no longer. He is a permanent member of the rotation now. My man, Jason Madison. What's up, Jay?
What up?
We're going to lean on you heavy, man, on some L.A. knowledge and all types of other things on the episode today. Trey is out this week. He had his event this weekend, but he'll be back next week and talking a little bit more detail about that. Patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You get access to the live watch-alongs, the re-Washingtons that me, Zach, and Mays do, the watch-alongs for sporting events. We might do some NFL playoff games here coming up. Also, you get access to the Discord. Twitter is getting worse and worse. I don't know if you guys saw this. Now Twitter has banned promoting other platforms on their platform. So if you say, hey, man, check out my Instagram video, that tweet is going to get flagged and taken down. If you have your Instagram link in your bio, they might suspend you on that. So Twitter's getting crazy. Join Discord, man. Everyone's there. It's fun. It's safe. We don't have to worry about Elon Musk doing crazy stuff over there. And all that, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a subscriber. All right, let's get on with the show.
Speaking of people stealing evidence, let's talk about that New York, the police evidence center?
The evidence locker basically went up in flames?
Yeah, that wasn't suspicious at all.
I'm like, all right.
Now that's from an episode of Power.
Yeah, for real. it's like, what's Method Man's name? Terry Silver or whatever is that?
Terry Silver's
his name. And it's like, yo, Silver, but they got my fingerprints on the gun. It's like, you let me take care of that. And he just that's it. Next thing you know, it's in flames.
That's like when. Lil Wayne's courthouse mysteriously burnt up the day of his trial. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, for real? Oh,
y'all I don't remember that. Oh, y'all remember that? Oh, man. Yeah, Lil Wayne was supposed to go on trial. Remember when he did that 8-month, 9-month bid? His courthouse mysteriously burnt up.
I feel like that should just be just a tiny bit bigger of a story. I should know that.
I'll send it to the group in a second. But yeah, that was very interesting.
Hold on, Lil Wayne, courthouse, and the man's got a song called Fireman. Come on now, hold on. Courthouse.
I saw him in the garden.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's sentence postponed due to fire at courthouse. Yes, yeah, March 2nd, 2010. You see it?
Yeah. I'm looking at the Rolling Stone article here.
That should be just a little bigger story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty remarkable when it happened. I was like, this is some real mob shit.
What you call it? The homie name, but I'm not trying to give them any type of play, but the whole Meg and Tory Lanez shit and how the bodyguard just went missing.
Just look, man. Yeah, for like 5 days, right?
That is a very peculiar situation. That's all I'm going to say, man. That entire situation, peculiar.
How have we not figured out who shot her yet? Like, this is like the longest Simpsons episode of all time. Like, who shot her?
It's going to be Maggie.
Exactly.
It was Maggie that did it. Yeah. Yo, the funniest
thing.
Oh,
it was Maggie that shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Like taking candy from a baby.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
The funniest thing was one of my friends said, also, who shoots at the ground and says, dance, bitch? like that is some 1960s, 1950s shit, right? Like some Looney Tunes.
He was watching Goodfellas at the time. That's
some Harlem Nights type shit.
Harlem Nights, Goodfellas, Back to the Future 3, yeah. Yosemite Sam be doing that shit.
Right.
Oh, he's dancing?
Oh, man.
That's wild. Yeah.
It is kind of crazy, man. Like and her homegirl recanted, right, on all her testimony. Like all the shit that she said originally to the police, she came back in court and said, "Yeah, I said that at the time, but I was lying."
Yeah, I don't know all the particulars.
I feel like that's perjury.
Yeah, I know.
Well, is it perjury if you lie to the cops?
Oh, it's lying to the cops.
She's saying like in the police statement. They asked her, she said, hold on, let me see.
What's oh, no, she's name? Good, because I watch a lot of Law & Order. You can get that off. If you lie to the cops, but then you say you're telling the truth now that you're under oath, you can get that off. They get that off all the time on Law & Order. Special Victims Unit.
Kelsey is her name. Kelsey Harris. Testimony? All right. Backtracking testimony. All right, here we go. This is from Variety. Tory Lanez's criminal trial for the 2020 shooting of Megan Thee Stallion continuing in court today, with Megan's former friend Kelsey Harris back on the stand and cross-examination underway. Let's see. Well, yo, Megan Thee Stallion's last name is Pete. What?
I didn't know that.
Pete?
That's news.
Yeah. How did your last name a nickname? There we go. Oh, she immediately requested to use immunity. Harris told Todd she did not know who shot Pete and said the Houston-born rapper needs to be held accountable for spreading false information. She had made a similar statement on Wednesday saying that Pete had painted the picture that I betrayed her. She's painted the picture that I'm this bad person, bad friend that I took hush money. There are many lies. During cross-examination, Harris told the defense that she would like to make it very clear that Lanez, holy hell, do you know what Tory Lanez's real name is?
No. What is it?
It's not Tory.
It's not Tory. Yo, amazingly, his stage name sounds more like a real name than his real name. His real name is Daystar Peterson.
Nah.
Daystar?
Daystar, spelled exactly like that. Why wouldn't your rap name be Daystar, bro? It's built in right there.
He must have got clown for that name. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Wait, Tory Lanez is a rapper?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't really. I mean,
I wouldn't consider him a rapper, but I guess people, if it's in a news article, they're gonna call him a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just hip hop this.
Yeah.
They just hip hop the shit out of him.
Yeah, like
he got them baggy jeans on. He's up. Yeah. There with the, he's a rapper.
Yeah, he's got a chain on. He's got one of those chains.
He's
about to
be doing that
hippity hop. Yeah. Yo, man. This is crazy, bro.
It's crazy that we still haven't figured out, like, who did it. It's how many people were there?
Man, this happened at... The crazy thing is that happened at... what's her name? Kylie Jenner's house?
Yeah.
And, like, yo, if my broke ass got ring cameras in my driveway, like...
You know Kylie has some sort of shit. The Kylie
gotta shooter, have.
Like, what the fuck, man? Like, hey, man. What is the cover up?
Yeah. It was Kanye all along.
Yeah, exactly. We were trying to help him. He's mentally challenged.
Yeah. This is a nuts story, man.
It really is. Like, I'm so interested in the resolution. I'm dying to know how this all ends.
I do want to know how it ends, but I don't want to, like, I don't want anything else to come out. I just want it to disappear, and then like 4 or 5 days on my timeline, I just see like what happened, and then it just go away.
Right.
I don't need every update of, oh, Meg was at court today.
Nah, Jerv. You don't like that? I like that. Remember when the
Boondocks all over again, dog.
Well, it's that, but also I'm thinking about the Johnny Depp case, man, where we get updates every day.
That was fun.
The Amber Heard. I'm saying it's kind of the same thing.
That was a fun case. That was fun.
Yeah.
Because like at the end of the day, like nobody seriously got hurt. Like that's
right.
Like, we can laugh at this. Like I know people want to become like big like champions for women's rights and all. Like, come on, like nobody got hurt. She got shot. She's healed. She's fine. She's performing.
Right.
All's what it ends well. So let's get these jokes off.
Exactly.
The words about my guy Trey. Dance, jokes on the fence.
Dance, bitch. That's wild. Oh, that's real. He's a wild bull for that.
That's fucking comedy.
Like, I didn't even know what the hell they were smoking or what the alcohol or beverage of choice was that day.
Hennessy. Hennessy was that for sure.
And to do it to a chick that you was smashing on, like, that's wild disrespectful. Yo.
You know, the funniest thing is because he's a little guy. So, like, the Yosemite Sam thing really fits, man.
It plays.
Really well. He went to court the other day. He brought his kid with him. Mm-hmm. And I watched the video. And the kid is, like, maybe 4 years old or whatever. And he gets out the car and he kind of helps him adjust his, like he bends over to adjust the little kid's suit or whatever. And then when Tory stood up, I swear to God, man, he was maybe like this much taller than his son. I was like, how is that possible, man? Like, you could tell that's a baby right there. That's not just barely like a boy. That's a baby. And like, you still, like, the height discrepancy there was not enough. We'll wrap right here. That's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Again, shout out to our newest member, Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais. Shout out to Trey. I know he had his event out in Compton this weekend, the job fair that he was telling us about last week. So it looked like it was very successful from what I saw on social media. Hopefully next week, Trey will be with us. He can kind of give us the recap on that. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. Make sure you're getting access to the live watch-alongs, to the OG podcast that me and Trey and Waz and Tom and Zach do. Make sure you get access to Discord, all types of other things. Until next time, stay black. Bro.